from Pulsium. Should Impelitium be used for a mice without shock? Microaxial flow pumps, Impelitium being the only available product, were shown in the Danger Shock Trial NEJM 2024 to reduce mortality in patients with cardiogenic shock due to the elevation myocardial infarction. The survival benefit came with the cost of significant risks for limb ischemia, bleeding, and acute kidney injury. Almost as soon as Danger Shock was published, pressure grew for the expansion of Impella beyond its evidence-based use case for STEMI related cardiogenic shock. Cardiologists commonly face Gray's own situations in which patients deteriorate during or after PCA without frank shock. Impella was FDA approved for mechanical circulatory support during procedures way back in 2012. After Danger Shock, interventional cardiologists used Impellas much more frequently during high-risk procedures and maybe some not-so-high-risk ones. Reimbursements in the tens of thousands of dollars per Impella to the hospital incentivize the expansion. Cardiologists don't receive big per-device payments for placing Impellas, but they gain massive leverage in salary negotiations with their centers based on the revenue they bring in. Abium, acquired by J&J's MedTech division in 2024 for $16 billion, surfed this wave well. Under the slogan Impella Protected PCI, the device was marketed as a safety hedge to cardiologists traumatized by patients dying on their cath lab tables, and sales grew dramatically. The Protect I, Roman II, and Roman III trials were cited to support the practice but did so weakly, if at all, in a refreshing or depressing, or both abandonment of any pretense. J&J MedTech's own chief medical science officer served as a lead investigator of a randomized trial door to unload that, if successful, could expand Impella's FDA indication or just clinician willingness to amize without show. CK. Contemporaneously, the UK funded its own smaller trial chip testing Impellas for AMI without shock, presumably as a due diligence counterweight against the massive expenditure that would be required of the NHS if pressure rose to include Impellas as standard care in this much larger patient population. However, to really secure the expansion into this market, i.e. patient population, higher quality randomized trial data would be needed to establish the benefit of Impella in AMI without shock. Microaxial flow pumps straddle the aortic valve, whisking blood from the left ventricle to the aorta via a tiny rotor spinning at tens of thousands of times per minute. In AMIs with shock, the rationale for left ventricular assist pumps is straightforward. A patient is cold and wet due to low cardiac output, pump more blood forward. In AMIs without shock, a new physiologic rationale is proposed, unloading the left ventricle to prevent the rapid perfusion injury that often occurs after stents are placed. The left ventricle in the hyperacute postum I phase is often distended and strained. Restoring blood flow to the ischemically stressed LV with percutaneous coronary intervention stents can paradoxically injure viable myocardium and worsen MI. Reperfusion injury post-CE results from oxidative damage, inflammation, calcium overload, a sudden increase in contractility, and other postulated mechanisms. Reperfusion injury risk has been inherent to PCA since its inception. Unloading the LV with an Impella for 30 minutes before performing PCA, it was hoped, might mitigate reperfusion injury and improve outcomes. In the Door to Unload trial, 527 patients with acute anterior STEMI were randomized to Impellas for 30 minutes before PCA vs immediate PCA alone. Yes, you read that correctly. In patients with STEMI, PCA was deferred to place an Impella and run it for 30 minutes before revascularizing. Patients remained ischemic for about 47 minutes on average. In the CHIP trial, Impellas were placed immediately before PCA in the intervention arm. 300 patients with STEMI and severe LV dysfunction, 35%, were randomized. Neither trial showed a benefit in the Impella arm over usual care. In CHIP, there was a concerning trend toward harm hazard ratio for death 1.54 in the Impella arm. In DDU, Impellas did not improve infarct size, the primary outcome or secondary endpoints, win ratio 1.04. All-cause mortality and cardiovascular mortality at 30 days did trend toward a benefit from Impellas p equals 0.08. The CHIP trial argues strongly against routine use of Impellas for patients with STEMI without shock. Dort unloads trend toward a mortality benefit left the door cracked open for use cases for Impella in this population, which aligns with interventionalists' strong anecdotal experience of Impella's benefits in selected patients. Identifying who will benefit, though, remains as difficult as ever. An editorialist noted, FDA approval and the commercial framing of these devices under the protected PCI designation has reinforced a perception of procedural safety for the operator, but the criteria for the selection of appropriate patients remain poorly defined despite years of use. These trial findings force the interventional cardiologist to occupy an uncomfortable position between two unsatisfying options: the potential burden of perceived undertreatment when a patient's condition deteriorates, or recognition that the act of doing more may itself constitute harm. Any honest appraisal must begin with that tension. This dilemma pervades medicine, but lands hardest on proceduralists. Even if financial considerations were eliminated, this tension would remain. Para D. Ryan Amezadis M. et al. Left ventricular unloading in high-risk percutaneous coronary intervention. New England Journal of Medicine. Published online March 29, 2026. DOI. Kaplan K. Menger N. Aguilian et al. Left ventricular unloading in anterior STEMI without shock. The STEMI Door to Unload DTU Randomized Controlled Trial. Jack. Published online March 2026. DOI.